There you go. The Bible says, and I believe it, that settles it. It's a capital J, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just ain't no adjective. That's his name.
Yeah. Hey, you can turn.
How do you know?
Well, it's jealous, because I did it with a J.W. the other day.
Yeah! Yeah!
Did you really?
I
did it in her Bible.
Praise God.
Where are you getting your information from? You just want to argue or what? You want to be contentious, huh? You looked in what? You looked this verse up?
Yeah.
Who told you about it? Isn't that amazing? All the lambs, you know, they get a little nugget from somebody, right? And they come up to the biggest thing. Hey, look at this dress they found. You just told you about it. You found it. Come on, you bum. Trying to take away my little nugget here, are you? You want to go 50-50, huh? Yeah. What about it? Yeah, he quit. Good.
Okay, to believe him who sent me, God said, I'm going to send the Messiah for you. I'm going to be sending the Redeemer. And to believe that, this is all talking to Jews. This means that you're believing the Old Testament. It's not just believing in God, that there is a God and God's real. It's believing what he said, that he is sending the Messiah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, sure, but in the scriptures. In the prophecies and the scriptures, it's talking directly about God sending his son into the world that he told about all through the Old Testament. And this is talking to the Jews who knew the scriptures and to believe that, believe God who sent me. Don't you see that? Do you see that, Paul? Do you understand that?
I don't understand how... believing in God who wrote the scriptures, you know, who told about who said that he was going to send a Messiah. I don't know, I'm confused.
Look, here's my word.
Okay, right? Here's my word.
He hears my word means, okay, listen to what I'm saying here, mm-hmm. and all the stuff I'm doing here, look at it. Jesus is talking here. He hears my word.
Oh.
And believes that God sent me, as he promised in the Old Testament. Believes that I am the Savior coming into the world.
Uh-huh.
As I'm saying, pointing back to the Old Testament, pointing back to the scriptures, which is what they had there. The Jews knew the scriptures. You see it.
In ways.
See, it doesn't say to believe in God. It doesn't say believes in him.
Yeah. It says believe God.
Yeah.
To believe God.
To believe God. Okay, where did God say something that you have to believe?
In the Old Testament.
Okay. And what did he say there that would be referring to hearing Jesus' word?
That he was going to send a Messiah.
Right.
He was going to send a Savior, the prophet.
The prophecy is about Jesus coming here. He had to believe we have to believe that there was a Savior for us, that we do need a Savior and that we have one. Like God said, all through the scriptures, but we have it in the new too now. We have Jesus' word direct, and we have God's word through the Old Testament backing him up.
Mm.
All proving that he is the Messiah of what he is.
Praise God. Yeah, I sort of saw what I could see in there. Never really got that out of it before.
Yeah, to believe him, just believing the Old Testament.
You know,
believing
what
God said that
he sent
it.
Do
you remember that,
Chuck? Yeah, I remember you told me that and I forgot it.
Do you see how it fits in? How about you, Jim? Did you hear that before?
No, I didn't hear what you said. What you mean? What you said in the passage that Jesus was going to do.
Sure, you believe what Jesus said, but you believe his fasting too. Yeah, God bearing witness to him, pointing forward to Jesus. All the time pointing back to God's bearing witness to him through prophecy and through his words and stuff like that. So do you know that one? Yeah,
wow. I'm seeing more and more to think about it.
Ron, you know what I'm
thinking about. Yeah. I didn't remember it though, so I went back and understood it.
Okay, go ahead,
Let's see if I know it. He does not. Okay, this is talking about a person.
Me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
This is talking about a person who hears Jesus' word and believes, you know, God who sent him. And if you do believe the old scriptures, the Old Testament, then you will see that Jesus is the Messiah. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not quite sure how it ties together, because this is all...
Who's he talking to? He's talking to the Jews.
Yeah.
The Jews are not like us. The Jews were trained in the scripture.
Yeah.
They knew him. You know, even today they can quote him by heart, but they don't know his side. See, he's
true.
Pointing out that if you believe in Moses, remember Moses thing?
Yeah.
If you believe in Moses, you believe in me. Moses wrote him. If you believe in... the writings, him who sent me, the God in the scriptures, who said he's going to send the Messiah, you believe in him, and you believe my sayings, you know. You have eternal life.
I see that.
Accepting the Old Testament and the New Testament for us.
So that's what Jesus is saying, you know. He's talking about this, he's talking about he who hears, you know, he who believes that he is the Messiah that God wrote about in the Old Testament by what Jesus says. And does. This person does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Well, coming into judgment, who comes into judgment? Well, okay, who's going to be the judge? Who's the judge? Come on, folks, let's liven up, let's throw out maybe even ideas. Take a guess.
Judge,
yeah, yeah. What's the judgment? God
is the judge.
Well, I'm supposed to also judge, though.
In a sense, yeah, but what's the judgment? The judgment.
When somebody
Fred,
dies.
What's the judgment? Wake up.
The judgment is for those who are aware of God's judgment and for those who are not. For those who are not, their deeds are judged. Like for saved people.
What's going to happen to all the people when they die?
I'll tell you.
Right, Matt, you try.
If they come into judgment, God is going to judge them.
God's going to judge the world. When the end comes, everybody's going to be resurrected again into judgment, except
the saved people.
Why?
Jesus is going to judge us.
Can I say that?
Well, not in this group. Isn't that true?
We're not going to come into judgment, period. We're saved. We're going to pass directly from death to life. There is no judgment.
Somebody told me wrong, I guess.
That's getting into like Revelation now, isn't it?
Sort? Well, no. The judgment. Don't you know it? You've heard of the judgment.
Yeah. I've heard, you know, about you and everything.
It doesn't
really tie into the rapture stuff. This is just talking about the judgment. Hey, do you want to have a Bible study?
Yeah, I do.
Terrible.
It really is.
Yeah, Jim. Wasn't there supposed to be judging for our good deeds,
though?
Isn't this supposed to be a
judgment
for us?
No, it's reward.
Judge for what we've done right. That's what I heard. That we'll get reward.
Okay, testing us by fire and stuff like that. But that's not what this is talking about at all.
Judge for your sins, too.
Right. This is the judgment of where we have it or hell, the judgment.
And who is
being
judged?
Before God on the last day, except we're saved.